Mary Rangers was like none of the horn on the Fort Point.
Yeah.
You know, so she went ashore too.
Yeah.
Not exactly the date, but it's somewhere 24th or 25th of November or somewhere not around there.
Yeah.
The date I don't know, but somewhere not around that time.
Right.
And she lived St. John's. She lived St. John's that morning, and then when they come to come into the bay, they come home, going Trinity, that the wind come in from the southward, and it blowed and snowed right thick as ever it could be with snow.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, I come out of New Barmington Church up there and walked down. It was too bad for me to go over the jigs.
Yeah.
I walked down home at 8 o'clock at night when we come by the church up there, because the church was after supper. I went on home. And then the next morning that we heard that the Mary Rogers was ashore down Trinity, on the Fort Point. And there was, I don't know, 6 or 7, 8 schooners there in the bay that night, a day I hope to, and right storm ripping the bay. But Hover, being a man from Trinity,
yeah,
he knowed the, you know, he,
yeah,
knowed everything, and he knowed, and there was no mistake about it that the man didn't know where he was going, because,
yeah,
he would have split the horn in 2 pieces if he could have got fair enough of it.
That's right, yeah.
To do it. But there was a lot of people said a lot of talk about it, saying that the horn was not going and all this. And
that's right.
He never got the chance not to hide down, hide up and run down in Trinity. But that's, I would think that's what was on his mind.
Yeah.
When he had the horn, one or two glasses, and he was tied up and run down in Trinity.
That's right.
He was leading them out of Trinity Highway then.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was 7, I don't know what it was really, 7 or 8 was last on. I do know who their names and that.
Yeah. Who was it?
William Butler and his brother. Quite sure. And Port Rickson.
Was it Ellis or,
any,
Ellis or Eli? Or was there Ellis or an Eli on that one?
I'll think about it in a minute.
Yeah.
There was William Butler, and this is brother Butler from,
yeah,
Port Rickson. Clarence Pitcher, which is young man, 17, 16 or 17, 18 or something like that. And Clarence's father, Alfred Pitcher, he was there. And Hogarth was the captain, which made 5. Hogarth was the captain. I thought there was a couple. I'm not sure if there's a couple more or not right now, but I thought that there was that there. But they had it in the newspaper one time that Bob Muller was on it.
Yeah, I read that somewhere.
But it's not so. Bob Muller was not on it when she went there. Yeah. And within a week or something, other, they had the bodies there. One of them, I drove ashore in Trinity down there. Another one was in the foresail on Admiral's, on, got down Admiral's Island, as far as I know, for that's what I have, the way I understood it. And the others was either Crepe with a Cadillac or a set of Crepes or something other like that. The boats was all down from around there, the lot of fishing boats.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where. Well, she went right, took the spires right out of her when she hit.
Yeah.
Went right on, bore through and everything, went right out over and bought it when she hit.
So. Now, did she in Catalina when she come, did she come right from St. John's, or did
she come from St. John's?
Did she never stop in Catalina?
She never Catalina. She didn't see no Catalina.
Yeah.
Not the man Rogers.
Oh.
She come direct from St. John's.
Yeah. And she wasn't that old boat, was she? Or was she old boat?
Well, I don't know, she wouldn't know. Wasn't that old. She was, I don't know, 40 man Rogers, what, about a 45 ton schooner or something like that.
Yeah.
And she was a good boat, good looking shape and everything, and I don't think she was that old. I don't know how old. Well, I doubt if she was any more than 12 or 15 years old. I don't know. I don't think she was much more than that.
So. Right. And that was, what did she normally do? What was she?
She was a fishing
boat. Yeah.
And when Steve and Bob Muller decided to buy her, they had Melvin, which was a 70-ton schooner that their father had.
Yeah.
And they seen this one in St. John's, and she was a nice looking thing, but she was not as big as the one that they owned.
Right.
But they sold that one and bought the Mahan Rogers. And she fished Labrador, I don't know how many summers Steve fished her. Maybe three or four, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But any of them that she was sold to William Butler, Billy Butler out there.
Yeah.
See, yeah. And he was a little small time merchant.
Right.
Out there.
Yeah.
And he was bringing his freight for the winter, like everything used to come from St. John's then from Gamma Carol's Mile to him.
That's right.
I was going to say Pound of Lassie, but that's not so, you don't go yet in pounds. But everything, just, you know, he was getting in a bit of stuff for the winter.
That was his little trick,
and head freight, and the skipper be down in Trinity, that's where he was running for Trinity for that meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently she was ashore by, well, I didn't say 8 and 89 o'clock, say something past shore before that, but I know.
Who was on? Do you know who was working on the lighthouse at that time, right, in the Fort Point?
Well, it was the Rose, Harry was one, Harry Rowan, who did you call all the Ralphs?
I don't know, I think
it might.
Yeah, I still facts in our paper that they don't know if the...
Nah.
Some says the Falcon was going and some says it wouldn't.
That's right. I can't
nobody say ever got the truth.
I can't say it. I had a lot of fellows from Trinity say it, but we wouldn't. I mean, see, if the wind was the right way, you could have had a horn there.
Yeah.
But if the wind was southern, you wouldn't have it. You wouldn't have the horn up there. You know.
That's
right. If the wind was northeastern or something like that, there's no trouble to hit a horn up here in Trinity, but not with a southerly wind, because the sand was blowing.
That's right.
Blowing back. So I don't know, but I did hear several times that it was not going, that the lighthouse crab was in church. Oh. That's only an hearsay, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of different stories in different books. Some say in different books and different stories. That's some say that it was going, some are saying that it was not going. So
that's right.
Nobody really knows, I suppose. Or somebody knows, but probably nobody ever known that.
Nobody will never know that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I guess it's somebody else. Aitro was the other one.
Yeah.
Aitro.
Yeah.
I can't tell you that for sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't accuse anyone on the service.
No, no. Yeah.
But I did hear it said a good many times that he was in church in Trinity.
Oh.
So scrabbled over to get the iron.
Yeah, good.
Well, he come out Trinity.
Yeah.
Now, whether it's true or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
And as far as I know, for that's about all that there is, and where it's going to come from, where she would build, 21st place is beyond me.
Yeah.
I don't.